The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this, 'The Lord has need of it.' So those who were sent away and found it, just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of it.' And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. And as he was drawing near already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.' This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." Please be seated. Happy New Year. Happy Advent. No, like the stooges that we can be at times in the Lutheran Church, it's not Christmas yet. It's Advent. It means coming in the Latin. It's a time where, once again, we in the church go completely counter-cultural. When the world is jumping into Christmas with both feet, even prior to Thanksgiving and even Halloween, the church says, wait, hold on, not quite yet. When the world is already crying out joy to the world, the church says, stop for a minute, repent, and look to him who is coming again to judge the world, the living and the dead. And while the world feasts, the church steps back and fasts. It seems so backwards, so out of step. And don't think that I, as a pastor, don't realize it. And don't think that we all sit here and look at this and say, this is perfectly fine. I remember as a child growing up asking my pastor, why can't we sing things of Christmas at the end of November and December? Everybody else is. And he simply said, it's not Christmas yet. It's Advent. I didn't understand it, and most people don't understand it today either. The season of Advent doesn't seem to fit with everything else that's going on around us. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing for us. It's a good thing for us, especially as we look at all of the craziness and chaos that's happening in our world. Friday, I woke up, read some of the usual things that I like to read online. And there again, once again, in the headlines, were the quote-unquote horrific scenes of Black Friday. People having stuffed themselves with turkey and stuffing, waiting eagerly to get into Target or Bed Bath & Beyond, or I don't know, wherever these places these people like to go. People stampeding people. People being arrested over things like televisions. People beating each other, even police officers who were off duty helping for security, all to get the great gifts, all to get the best deals, all because it's Christmas. It's that best, wonderful, happiest time of the year, right? This is why we need Advent. Advent says to us that it's not about the stuff, the TVs, the presents under the tree. It's not all about our shopping lists and are we going to have enough money to buy the Christmas presents for the kids or grandkids this year. Advent flies in the face of how our world has taken the wondrous season of Christmas. And Advent says, with a stark reminder, that He will come again. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. He will come again, who was crucified and who has been risen from the dead. He will come again, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, who is the very creator of you. He will come again to judge the living and the dead, including you, including me. And how do you think you will stand on that day? How do you think you will stand in the midst of all of our sins and our shame and our guilt, all of the things that we keep hidden from others, but yet all the while knowing that God knows our hearts, our minds, and our actions? How will you stand on that great and terrible day of the coming of the Lord? Advent says He is coming. He is coming to judge the living and the dead. But if you are simply remaining in your sins, if you are simply remaining in your shame and your guilt, if you are simply remaining in all of the things of this world, if you are simply remaining without Christ and His mercy and His love for you, that day is not a day of hope, of rejoicing, of peace. It's a day of terror. But I think for you and for me, we should be on our hearts and our minds today thinking that, yes, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Because we know what His return brings for us. We've heard about it the last two Sundays where Jesus talks about the end of the world. And now Advent reminds us once again that our God is a God who comes to His people. He comes to you. He comes to me. And yes, He will come on the last day, but He has already come as well. He came to His people of old in the Old Testament, showing Himself in various ways and means through a pillar of cloud or pillar of fire, through the temple with His Holy of Holies. He came that first Christmas as a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger, needing His mother to nurse Him, to change His diapers. And meanwhile, He's ordering all of the heavens and the earth and all of the animals and humanity being fed, watered, and taken care of. He came to His people in Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday that we heard about. He came not to judge, but to redeem. And that is what Advent is so marvelous about this time of year to remind ourselves, is that He comes for you. He is squarely set all on you. Not to hold you accountable of your sins, not to hold you in shame and guilt, not to even scare the pants off of you in the midst of the joyous holiday season, but to remind you that He has come for you to redeem you, a lost and condemned creature, to purchase you with His holy, innocent, precious blood through His cross and His resurrection. Advent is a time of great joy because we are reminded that our Lord is not some God who is off in the distance in a big throne in the sky, but He is one who seeks out the lost sheep. He seeks you out in the midst of your sins. He seeks me out in the midst of death. He seeks all of us out not to pile more requirements on us, but to love, to serve, to give up His life for you, and to give you hope that this world cannot give to you, to give you peace that passes all understanding, to give you peace that the world cannot give. Advent is a time of great joy that because we know our God comes to us each and every time we gather here. In a few short moments, we will once again echo the words on that first Palm Sunday. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He is not far off and distant from us. He is right here with you today, speaking his words of love and forgiveness to you, speaking the reminding words to you and to me that he comes to you this day, and every day we gather around these things, and he gives himself up for you to feed you with his wondrous gifts, far greater than any gift we could buy at the store or find under the tree. The gifts of his word of forgiveness, that where there is that word of forgiveness, there is life and salvation. The gift that we were reminded in our baptism, where he first came to you and came to me and redeemed you by washing you free of your sins with his blood. And now he advents himself here today with you. He comes to you with this wondrous meal where he doesn't seek requirements for you, doesn't wish to leave you in your sins, but he bids you welcome here today at his holy altar to let you feast on himself, who comes to you with his body and his blood for the forgiveness of sins. Advent is so much more than what this world or with what our culture could show us. Advent shows us the very nature of our God, that he is coming for you, but not to hold you against the law, but to remind you that he has fulfilled the law for you, and that when he comes to judge the living and the dead, he will look upon you with great delight and with great favor and with great joy. And he will say to you, come, receive the inheritance prepared for you since the foundation of the world. We may not understand this joy, especially as the world is going Christmas crazy right now. Our joys are often overshadowed by so many things in this life. But Jesus is continuing to give you this joy and this hope to you this day as his Spirit is at work in you today, as he comes to you. The joy that we have today is that no matter what happens in this life, whether this is the greatest Christmas that you're anticipating or even the worst of years past, our King is coming to you, righteous and full of salvation, squarely set on you to give you that gift of hope today. To Christ alone be all the glory now and forever. Amen.